It's Labor Day weekend along the Atlanta Beltline. Runners, bikers, and walkers fill the East Side Trail, despite some uncompleted construction and numerous signs which warn them of trespassing. One of those is 36-year-old Nadia Aziz, who shifts into gear as she bikes on the trail with her family. Aziz lives in nearby Virginia Highland and enjoys sections of the trail that have already been paved.
I think it's great. It's really nice and level, and so it's really great for our small children to be able to ride and skate and scooter and all the things they want to do.
But with the East Side Trail originally scheduled to open last spring, then last summer, and now later this fall, Aziz is also frustrated.
We've been a little bit disappointed with that because we live right off a street that dead ends into the Beltline, and we would love to be able to just zoom over to Piedmont Park or to Inman Park in the other direction, and we've been waiting a long time, and it's not even finished, and there are so many people already using it because I think people just can't wait.
Are you guys fixing it?
It's frustration that's shared by Angel Poventude, whose home backs to the Beltline in Adair Park. Poventude has been volunteering and advocating for the Beltline for the past 2 years. He thinks many of the delays were unnecessary.
And so you have natural, unforeseeable events that have occurred that have delayed the project. And then you've had things that, you know, just walking back and forward, you're like, oh, they're tearing that retaining wall out. That's interesting. Like, that's not an act of nature. That's not an unseen pipe somewhere. That's somebody looking at a drawing wrong.
Poventude believes the delays could have been avoided by more oversight on the ground.
It seems to me that there must not be somebody out here whose only responsibility is to manage the construction of the project. Because there's just too many mistakes that are really simple mistakes that are happening over and over and over again.
Hey, guys. Kind of a hazard, isn't it? Oh, you got great balance. Terrific. Here's your bike.
Further down the trail, 63-year-old Steve Suits helps walkers and bikers cross an uncompleted bridge over Ponce de Leon Avenue.
Hey, kids, stop! Stop!
Suits says the bridge, which has exposed pipes and approximately 1.5-foot drop, and a makeshift plywood ramp, is a safety hazard.
It's dangerous for anyone who isn't paying attention. Clearly, it's not something that you want citizens to have to deal with, because sooner or later, somebody may get hurt.
Suits thinks some of the delays are understandable, and he's looking forward to the trail's completion sooner rather than later. And that's exactly what those overseeing the project say they plan to do. Eitan Davidson is a spokesperson for Atlanta Beltline, Inc.
Barring no other surprises, we should be done with most of the concrete work, 99% of it, say, in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And Davidson says the delays were not due to mismanagement or lack of oversight, but were a result of storms, extreme heat, and unforeseen circumstances that happen when you work in a 100-year-old rail corridor.
We discovered a lot of the kind of unknown things. For example, old sewer pipes that weren't on any surveys that were made out of really strange materials. Everything from wood to stone to brick, things that you wouldn't see nowadays.
And as far as work being done more than once, he says,
in any construction project, you're going to have to test the work that you do. So in the cases where they come up short of the quality that you need to deliver the project, you have to do the work over.
Davidson says it's just part of ensuring a trail that will stand the test of time and be transformative for the city of Atlanta.
I think the opening of the East Side Trail is going to completely change how people look at Atlanta.
And Davidson says the public can officially begin viewing the trail this weekend during the Art on the Beltline event, which kicks off on Saturday. Michelle Worth, WABE News.